Welcome to another week. I'm Jimmy Chen, and we're going to be covering games again. Last week, we talked about the most impactful video games of my life. They, well, changed my life, influenced who I am, how I view the world, and they revealed a lot of my preferences. Namely, the games I play fall into these buckets of real-time strategy, shooters, with a smattering of action and horror here or there, but they're all tied together with great, I'm putting out air quotes, game feel. Part narrative, part mechanics, and part sensory stimulation. But this week, we're going to cover physical games, which is oddly oxymoronic, because we're not going to talk about physical games. Nothing with kinetic motion, no moving around. We're going to talk about games where there's lots of sitting around boards with cards and dice. So, strap in for this relatively short list, at least shorter than last week's, of truly inspirational games. The first one up is a titan of its own class, Twilight Imperium. For playing this game, 12 hours at least have to be set aside to really finish the game. Yes, the game could be done in about 6 hours, but even a table full of veteran players can hit 14 hours. How do I know this? Glad you asked. I know this because I have done it. Ugh, long hours. Anyway. Space fleets, planetary armies, bases, diplomacy and trade, and the invaluable technology advancements. All of this applies to every faction, but the faction has its own lens which changes the way you play. Twilight Imperium demands your attention as it's demanded mine, and I've given it readily, as will you too. The second game is Risk, the game of strategy and war. It's not too full of strategy, because you just move pieces around and throw dice. And that's kind of, well, maybe a little too simple. Yet, this can turn into something immensely complex. And for me, it was very educational. Most of my game mods are for the game of Risk. It's inspiring a full game in design right now. And why does this happen? Well, because it's a great learning tool with its own set of rules that you can expand on, its own sets of pieces and dice. You can take these and apply it to the board and make your own war game. I currently own 2 different copies, a Halo and a StarCraft version, and I'm going to pick up a third, Warhammer 40K, so this clearly, as being one of the few games I physically keep, is an influence on my life, plainly put. The third game on this list, a game that I own no toys to, but own lots of audiobooks for, and have written many short stories, is Warhammer 40,000. We're not going to talk about the lore. Sorry I mentioned stories. But we could do that too. It's that big, that immense, covering multiple features of media. It has its own video games. It has different versions of its board games. It has a card game, a few card games. But the base war game is about moving armies at the troop level at each other. It's the thrill of piles of dice rolling to see what dies. I don't agree with all of the game's mechanics, but it's really wargaming at its peak level. Dune, the fourth item on this list, is a game without any peer, as I've been able to find. It's a game where the board is an enemy too. Faction-specific powers change the win conditions and how you proceed to participate in the game and interact with other characters. And you can't just win by knowing your faction. You have to know other players and hope that Planet doesn't kill your soldiers in the meantime. The fifth item on this list is Exploding Kittens. It's a relatively new game, but oh, does it have a mechanical progression of the game that I've not seen anywhere else. It builds in you, the player, a sense of dread. Its forced escalation state is excellent, so the game doesn't go on forever. A near, how dare I say perfect, balance of the random and player influence, while the game designers controlled for a consistent game feel. I know I've talked about game feel before. This is a qualitative state that I'm lacking quantitative measures for at this point, but feel is one of the most elusive things in game creation, and Exploding Kittens has it in spades. The sixth and last game on this list is Unstable Unicorns. This is an army building game with carts, and there's something about it. Maybe, again, the elusive game feel, maybe that's it, because I can't yet lay my finger on it, despite the game being on my mind very, very often, and is one of the few games I have a physical copy of. So that's it, a very short list of physical games, and yes, I have played other games here, Magic the Gathering, Love Letters, multiple card games such as poker or blackjack. You get the drift. These were great games, yes. Maybe it's, again, here we go, cop-out time. Game feel. It was the game feel. They didn't have the same game feel for me, so I didn't include them on the list. We didn't talk about them. Okay, you happy? So, you, listener, I can't recommend highly enough that you check out these games. Both this week's and last week's recommendations. You have not much else entertaining you while you're stuck at home in isolation, or at least you should be at home, watching you. I myself, I'm going to stay away from people for a little while longer and think up some new games to play. Be well. I'll talk with you again next week. Cheers.